Carrie and the children had returned to Washington, and Sharp located a private house for them, which he thought was better than any affordable but miserable hotel he could find in the city. General Sickles, Sharp's old division commander, had asked that the spymaster accompany him on a western trip, but Meade objected and said, "I couldn't be spared from here," Sharp wrote his uncle. It was ironic, he added, what with all the derogatory comments the Potomac Army commander had made about the Bureau of Military Information. "Meade is afraid I will get away from him entirely." Sharp was willing to endure another campaign, but after that he wanted to resign from the Army. He was tired of this war and George Meade. Sharp soon discovered a new mentor, however. Grant found the Army of the Potomac in better shape than he expected. He also was impressed with the spy chief Meade had on his staff. The past 3 years, Grant had learned a lot about how to gather and use intelligence in battles. His headquarters, wherever he set it up, was an information clearinghouse, with reports streaming in from a variety of sources. Grant became a seasoned and wary intelligence customer. He had learned that information from scouts and spies always had to be evaluated carefully because it was not always correct. He was leery of reports from local citizens who walked into his camp. The Confederate sympathizers among them rarely told the truth, he found, and even the Unionists kept silent at times or were forced to lie by rebels in their midst. He also did not place much stock in information from deserters. They rarely knew what was happening at the Corps or Army level. Sharp's force of more than 24 agents, operating out of a couple of ramshackle huts at Meade's Brandy Station headquarters, had suffered under Meade's indifference. The Information Bureau rejuvenated quickly when Grant arrived. Patrick quietly worked out an arrangement where Sharp began spending a good deal of time at Grant's Culpeper Courthouse headquarters. The general-in-chief's aides soon considered this eastern officer a valuable member of their staff. Though he remained Meade's intelligence officer, Sharp began overseeing a much wider spy operation for Grant's entire command. He sent one of his lieutenants, Frederick Manning, to Butler's Army of the James. For Sigel's army in the Shenandoah Valley, Sharp dispatched one of his best officers, Captain John McEntee.